overview now with it. Global industry, international tourism are higher social economic class and spending more. So who are the people who are travelers? When you talk of international tourism, who we talk about? Higher socioeconomic class, those whose spending capacity or those who in the economy or in a particular society have good amount of earning or fair amount of earning. A commoner with little money at his or her disposal may not think of travel and tourism as a priority, because your priority is your basic needs. One of the needs is, of course, holidaying. One of the needs and the wants is also traveling. But you need to support that with your income. So that doesn't become priority for many of us. So again, higher socioeconomic class and spending more. You spend more than a normal human being. Longer stay at the destination. You stay long, 2 nights, 3 nights. 5 nights, 10 days, 15 days, depending on how much you like to explore. Example, if you like to see India, for example, international tourists who come here to explore the country, don't come here for 2 nights or 3 nights or 5 nights. They spend here quite a good number of time, sometimes one full month, going from north to east to south to west. They see, they explore, and this is the best way of seeing any country. Otherwise, what you do is just going from airport to another airport, stay in a 3-star, 4-star hotel without availing and enjoying what you have gone there as a tourist. You haven't seen anything. So these are the people who have the spending power, the capacity, and the urge, that push factor in them that pushes them to travel, is supported by the high spending, the spending capacity. Why many people don't travel? Because for them, priority is different. They have to meet two ends and so on. Use of costly transport, like expensive accommodation. They love to stay in better hotel. Not necessarily, but again, a place where they can comfortably sleep overnight, where they have a nice place to put their luggage and relax from the tourist place they visit. Also, some stay longer time, they use costly transport, they go by air. Those who want to travel and for business, for example, they travel by air. They will not use a train that would take them and to the point they would like to go in 2 to 3 days time period, going from Mumbai to say all the way to Jalpaiguri in the northeast part of India. You would need to travel at least 3 days, whereas with flight, 2.5, maximum 3 hours, you are there. So this is again your spending capacity and your high earnings. Costly transport, expensive accommodation, and responsible for bringing in the foreign exchange. This is the thing that is a very positive impact of tourism industry for any country. It brings in lot of foreign exchange in form of direct foreign earning. A tourist comes, exchanges his dollar, spend money on that is his foreign exchange that he has changed and given it to our country. So our foreign exchange reserve going up, is bought an international ticket to come to our country. That's again a foreign exchange. And likewise, so bringing in foreign exchange, currency which contributes to a destination's GDP, it adds up to the gross domestic product, GDP, or international balance of payment. Now for global industry, we are having an overview of tourism industry. International tourism easily measurable, and such visitors tend to be more recognizable as tourists at destination. So a lot of such places, people identify he or she is a tourist. Even if you go, say, for example, from Mumbai to Mahabaleshwar or Mathiran, which is a closer destination, but we going from Mumbai, we have a better spending capacity. And the local there know for sure that if I price this for tourists, something more than what he or she can spend. That's why he or she is a tourist. So international tourism easily be measurable. Such visitors tend to be more recognizable, as I said. They are again said they can do it. He or she is a tourist. He has a more spending capacity. He or she has a more money to spend for it. Worldwide growth in arrivals or trips of the numbers of the international tourists and their spending in last two decades. We have been monitoring, excluding the era of COVID, which started in the first quarter of 2020. Exclude that. Until 2019, our country and internationally, the tourism industry was contributing continuously to the growth of the overall economies of different world. There are many countries in the world who solely depend on the foreign exchange earning coming from international tourists, like Caribbean island, like country like Monaco, which is on the border of France, in the southern part on Mediterranean Sea. Majority of their earning as a GDP comes from tourism, from cruise tourism, from real estate tourism. So it brings in, last two decades, before the COVID, the entire tourism industry was really doing very well. So now we look at the overview. These are some statistics for us to understand. And the statistic picked up from 2019 international tourist arrivals in 2000 and international tourism receipt. What do we understand by receipt? The spending that a tourist does in a country, including the purchase of a hotel, airline ticket, tour operations, all these are considered as tourism receipts for a particular country. So if you see, these are just figures. 219 million international tourists into America. When we talk of America, we talk of Canada, North America. We are talking of that as Americas, including the Central America and the South America. All these accounted for 219 million. And you look at Europe, the highest number of tourists, 744 million. All this sums up to 1,460,000,000. This was the international tourist arrival in 2019. And what was the share coming out of it? Europe contributed half of that. All these number of 1,460,000,000 or 1,460,000,000, the 50% and above were in Europe only. Now, as we know, Europe has a better GDP, they have better spending capacity, they are close to one another, very close. Their borders, some of the countries have 3 to 4 borders, and so on and so forth. So that is why you see the number in, and well off, economically well off than other countries of the world. So they account for more than 50%. Middle East, which is consisting of various countries, right? From Africa, in Africa, we talk about Egypt, is also Middle East, and Iran, Jordan, Israel, Gulf countries, all are part of Middle East. So they contributed just 4% of this. Asia and the Pacific, when we talk, 1/4 revenue came in, international tourists came in from these parts. But if you look at the earnings, the receipt, the money that the countries have won, though it is 25% only, but the receipts were 30% in Asia and Europe, and Africa sitting purely at 3% for various reasons that includes the infrastructure, a lot of reasons why Africa has been picked up in tourism, despite having so much of natural sceneries around, so much of wildlife there, but because of infrastructure, political reasons, their share is just shrunk at 3%, whereas Middle East contributed 5% Asia, 30%. Now, when we talk of Asia, we talk of all the countries in Asia, excluding the Gulf countries that I mentioned, like Saudi Arabia, UAE, Iran, Jordan. These are all politically in Asia, but in Ayat arrivals, they are in Middle East. Okay, so this was just an overview of our international tourist arrival and international tourism receipt coming for them. Look at the destination that we talk about. France has been sitting on number one position for almost over 3 years. 89 million tourists internationally coming to France. Now, when we talk internationally, that could be Italy, that could be UK, which are just bordering to one another, but they will still be called international. And France has been sitting on number one position for over 3 years, 2017, 2018, and 2019, the figures, the statistic that we are looking. Number two is Spain. Now, France, why so much on number one position? For various reasons. Quickly, they have different type of tourism that attracts tourists. Wine tourism, fashion tourism, culinary tourism, romance tourism. You talk about colonial areas of France, which was extended into Africa, where a lot of colonies of Africa, in Africa, used to be of France. All these, they come to France, and language tourism, various type of tourism, for which fashion tourism, perfume tourism, heritage, culture tourism, all in France. So 89, Spain sitting on number two position. Spain had huge amount of colonies in South America. So Spain sit on number two position, 84. Weather-wise, also Spain scores something much better than other parts of Europe, because they are some part of Spain, quite a large part of Spain is towards Mediterranean climate, which is a warmer climate. So Spain get tourists. They have an caption suggesting that we have sun shining for 313 days of the year. And this is what Western tourists really look forward. Not to forget the Spanish colonies in South America, from Argentina to everywhere in South America. You talk of Bolivia, Peru, they were all Spanish colonies. They still use the currency of theirs named as peso, which was the earlier currency of Spain before they adopted euro as their currency. And then, of course, United States of America sitting on number three position. A, because it's a big country. B, because it has a better value for money. The consumer goods are not so much taxed or heavily taxed like it is taxed in Europe. So people go there for practically good shopping. Consumer goods, food stuff, they are comparatively cheaper in America in compared to Europe. So people love to go. A lot of Europeans go to US for their holiday, including good number of Indians go to US for their holidays. But the contribution from US is not that very high, as it is coming in from South America and Europe. Then, of course, China sitting on number fourth position on the international tourist arrival, and Italy as fifth position. Now, Italy also attracts lot of Roman Catholic from all over the world. Those who practice Roman Catholic religion, they be from Philippines or from South America or anywhere, they go and visit this city in Rome, Vatican City, St. Peter's Square. And likewise, Italy also famous for fashion in Milan, for example, Rome, to look at the archaeological part of Rome, say, for example, the Roman era, Roman Empire, and learning of Italian language. Lot of people travel. So these are the statistic and overview of the global tourism industry. Moving further, receipts. receives, as I said to you, any spending by a tourist in form of buying tourism product, be it is an airline ticket, conducted tour, a hotel stay, or for any such payment that he does outside his country, maybe a meal that they buy. All these are summed as international receipt, and America has the highest earning. Now here, look, the country France, that is sitting on number one position in the international tourist arrival for international tourist receipt, it sits on number three position in compared to US. I gave you the example and the simple reason why spending or international receipts are high. As I said to you, you get very good value for money when you current your euro dollar into US. I'm sorry, when you convert your euro as currency to US dollar, you get a better value for it. Taxes are limited, not that high like what they charge in Europe, what they call is VAT, VAT, that is very high. US, you go, consumer goods, your food stuff, your hotel stay are much cheaper. So despite that, US sitting on number three position on international arrival, when we talk of international receipt, it sits on number one position. And likewise, you have Spain, France, Thailand, and United Kingdom. Thailand also accounts for number fourth position, though on international tourist arrival, it doesn't sit anywhere near to even top 10 countries of the world. It sits somewhere on 15th or 16th position, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory is helping me too. So this is what exactly are international tourism receipts. So moving further on understanding on global industry, according to the International Tourism Highlights 2020 edition of UNWTO, despite COVID, UNWTO has not stopped in procuring their data and coming up with the barometer and giving signals, statistic data to the international tourism industry to understand exactly how this is moving. So it says tourism, consisting of both inbound and domestic tourism, represent a major part of GDP, domestic product, for gross domestic product for many economies around the world. In developing countries, typically it contributes about 5 to 12% of GDP. Some countries, as I mentioned, to the tune of 70 to 80%. Caribbean islands, Monaco, few countries like Thailand. So this is an average. In developing countries, between 5 to 12%. Thailand, 17% of their GDP revenue comes from tourism. I'm talking the statistic with regard to what happened before COVID. Now, 2020 figures are given here. So in France, the world's top tourism destination, tourism represents just 7% of the GDP. India has a great potential to show to the international community and start earning a good chunk of our GDP from tourism itself. India needs to do a lot to see that we really start earning from tourism, as we have incredible India, a country that has diversity to show to the world. We have, if some passenger has his own aircraft, possibly he or she can see in one single day all three different weathers, snowfall to the desert of Rajasthan, and you go to the south, you can experience rainfall like what we are seeing now in these last 2 days. Heavy downpour in Kerala belt and the trade winds on these west, on the east coast. So all this, India need to really work hard and seriously realize the importance of tourism and get revenue for our country, diversify our things. Okay. Going further, according to the International Tourism Highlights, again, we are looking at 2020 figure. It can help to generate balance of payment as the export revenue for tourism can reduce the trade deficit. Now, once you start earning more in form of tourism revenues coming from the international traveler to your country's GDP growth, obviously the money that we need to buy the product that we don't have, the technical know-how or the advanced technologies that any country doesn't have, can buy from these excess foreign exchange that they have. Not all the trade of the world happen in form of barter economy. Generally, underdeveloped countries or some with lower GDP deal on international platform in the form of barter economy. But if you have higher GDP with you in form of high earning through tourism industry, then that money can be spent to pay for your foreign know-how, technology, foreign, for example, ammunitions that we buy from international countries, the manufacturers of warheads. We need to pay them in foreign exchange. And there we need to have a strong balance of payment. One of the sources for earning good foreign earning is through tourism. As such, international tourism generates a tourism trade surplus when receipt exceeds expenditure or a deficit, vice versa, in the travel balance of the country. So I hope, students, you are understanding exactly how the revenue generated from GDP, sorry, source of GDP for revenue earning would help a country to develop, use that to buy technical know-how, to buy technologies, to buy warheads, and many other things which a country needs for its ongoing growth. And according to the International Tourism, again, in 2019, the United States of America had the world's largest travel surplus. We just saw that, resulting from the tourism receipt of US$214, recorded the world's second largest travel surplus with US$52 billion. You see, they received so much from tourism, and there, the tourism promotion is not under a central authority. There is no such thing called Ministry of Tourism that will promote. They have privatized the region-wise, state-wise, city-wise. So you may possibly have New York Tourism and Convention Board. You may have every destination, entertainment park promote their own product, Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios, and many such entertainment parks. They have their own promotion to attract international tourists and give in turn revenue to the state budget that has accounted for surplus of $52 billion, which makes really support for America. Tourism also generates millions of direct and indirect jobs with a high share of women and young people. So tourism industry, it is believed, it was said, and it is recorded that out of every 10 jobs, before 2019 I'm talking, because there are no such real, real data or statistic that can be studied for the coming years from statistic available for 2020 or 2021. Because these 2 years are totally different year from the previous year. But yes, overall, it is said that out of 10 jobs, one job was directly with tourism and hospitality industry, or directly or indirectly. So out of 10 employees, one is from tourism industry, hospitality industry, aviation industry included. That was the share and ratio. And dear student, please note that internationally, women are in large number in tourism and hospitality industry. They are dominating. Youngsters, millennials, your age group, X generation, Y generation, are showing great interest in tourism. The very much you have taken up this as your career is a proof that you love to see this industry we would love to see and be part of this industry. And as I said, internationally, you see right from CEO, COO, director, vice president, any senior position in US, in Europe are held by women, including on the grassroots level. You would find we do have some problems in our society for various reasons. This is not a time for talking about that. But yes, women workforce is big number for tourism industry. Okay, so overview. Now we look at the tourism overview for India. According to the government data, 2019 foreign tourist arrival in India were just 11 million. Say 11 million tourists came to India in 2019, with growth of 3.5% versus last year, same figure. So it was a growth, though within one digit, but a growth. Now here, we have to study exactly what the arrival means. Sometimes the statistic also includes Canadian, American holding, American, US passport, but they are of Indian origin, but they would be accounted as international arrival, though they would have come and not stayed in a hotel. Just an example. They would have gone to their relatives or friends' house. So this is the statistic. 10.93 million tourists came to India, say 11 million, as against 89 million we saw for France. 44 million, 38 to 40 million in Thailand, and so on. So the number of Indian national departure, those who went out of India, were 26.92 billion, where we recorded a growth of 2.36 million. Now, when we talk of international departure, we are talking about various countries of the world. You know, the number of highest number of tourists travel to two countries from India. This is figure over 1 million, and they are UAE and Thailand. They were always 1 million and above. I'm talking 2019 statistic here, which was 26.92. This includes all part where Indians would have traveled, accounted for 26.92 million. Concerning foreign exchange earnings, the country has seen a jump from US 19.7 billion in 2014 to 30 billion. So 10 billion within a span of 5 years jump. That is a very positive sign. Now, emergency trend that is happening in tourism industry, in domestic industry, growth in number of domestic tourists that has happened visiting states and union territories. In 2019, 2321.98 million tourists, as again 18.53.79 million. So 1/4 number increase. You can understand in 2018 and 2019 how much we were comfortable in traveling domestically, because number of airports were increasing, more airlines were coming up. The service providers were coming up with more support. And this is, we are talking about domestic tourists visiting union territories, domestic tourist visits, states and union territories, 29 states and 7 union territories. So overall 25% growth. Now, in the COVID era, when international only bubble flights are operating, no scheduled flights have yet started, still, a domestic tourism has started seeing ongoing growth month after the other, which is really supporting the service provider in not totally very strong way, but yes, a support is coming. The hotels can manage to run their hotels, the tour operators, for with the domestic tourists. Again, domestic industry, 10 states in terms of number of tourists domestic arrival. Uttar Pradesh account for the highest number of domestic tourists going to the UP, Uttar Pradesh because of the religious belt there. And of course, Taj Mahal. In that, we have Prayagraj. We have got Varanasi. All these are in Uttar Pradesh. Number two is again Tamil Nadu because of Rameshwarpuram there. Temples and other tourist attractions. So Tamil Nadu stands at number two. Andhra Pradesh at 10%. Again here, domestic tourists traveling for religious tourism. All these numbers, as you see, standing high because in domestic tourism, lot of rituals, lot of oaths, lot of promises which were made during COVID. People picked up those as first way of traveling out and going out of their comfort zone and travel. So these were the three states that recorded very high growth: Karnataka, Maharashtra, West Bengal, and Madhya Pradesh. All these states recorded growth in the year compared to 2019. We are looking at the statistic of 2019. So domestic industry, Telangana is on 3.6. Gujarat only 2.5%, and Rajasthan sitting at 2.2% of the domestic tourists coming here. These were the top 10 states, contribute about 87% of the total number of domestic tourists visiting 2019. So tourism industry's important is supported by growth of service sector in the recent years. The tourism sector has emerged as an upcoming economic activity worldwide. We know that tourism is an important activity. It is contributing to the various growth which we saw, GDP growth. It gives job, it gives foreign earning, foreign exchange. All this infrastructure development happen because to support tourists, they need to provide good infrastructure to support tourism industry. So globally, with the lower growth of traditional industry sector across the countries, the service sector, especially the tourism sector, has facilitated the avenues for creating new employments. So new areas of employment has come in. According to the World Trade and Tourism Council, tourism sector accounted for 10.4 of the global GDP. And 334 million jobs, accounting for 10% of the total employment globally in 2019. This I said to you, that out of every 10 job, one job is directly or indirectly linked to the tourism industry, hospitality industry, or aviation industry. Okay, in the Indian context, tourism sector has become not only a growth engine, but also an employment generator. So tourism industry has been providing good employment to various other seeking jobs in tourism, trying to grow into tourism industry. India is at the place in the new power ranking of 2018 report of World Travel and Tourism Council. India's revenue from the travel and tourism sector stood at $234 billion. In Indian context, the share of the tourism sector in GDP is 7%, which we just saw. And as I was continuously saying, we can raise this ratio from 77 to anything in two digits, going anything from 7. If you double it, then it could be 14%. 15%, which is fairly good growth that we can look forward, and it contributes approximately 13% to the total employment, closely coming to that 10%, the 13%. So which are the market growth drivers? Which draws the growth? How the growth can come in? It cannot just come in on its own. So you need to policy support you need. Government initiatives. The government has to make policies that are suitable for domestic and international tourists, supporting them for their safety, for their security. No difficulty in processing visa that government is doing. For example, electronic visas, visa on arrival, policy. Right now, for example, during COVID, it has been announced that once it opened up, approximately 5 lakhs visas will be issued to the first 5 lakh international tourists who would be looking to come to India for free. That's an initiative government has taken. Various countries get visa on arrival. Electronic visas can be processed. 150 plus countries are in the category before 2019. So once things come to normalcy, this thing will be repeated and we will issue visa on arrival, electronic visas, and all those facilities with regard to policy support, safety, security, policies that favors tourists comfortably, one can travel. Growth of service sector, provide infrastructure, support them for their supply services, applying or giving them loans for additional facilities that they would like to add up to quality of their product. The demand can be created by providing a sound environment for a tourist. What a tourist want basically, that when he or she travels to another country, there is a safety for him or her. There is simplicity of traveling. Connectivity is good, less transit time, and the friendly environment, taking care of the environment and social responsibility. So demand is growing. And then, of course, technological development has grown drastically. Now, international tourists would like to solve everything with one of his iPhone. Doesn't want to sit even on a laptop. Everything he or she would like to do by using his or her mobile phone, Android, where he or she can book flights, ticket, service provider, issue an electronic ticket, check web check-in, selection of seat, go straight to airport, just hand over the luggage, and straight on the aircraft after security check. So this is a technological development that is putting up a great growth, right from virtual reality to artificial intelligence to chatbots. These are all support that is coming in form of technology to our tourists. Now, young generation, millennials, have given up all those traditional way of writing to a travel agent, walking into a travel agent's office, inquiring. They would like to do everything for their possible tourism, for their travel through technology. So that support has to come. These are the various driving factors, both domestic and international policy support. This all I have spoken to you. So technological development, various technologies in India have come due to COVID at least 2 to 3 years or 4 years, in some cases 5 years before. Many things have come very well in advance. For many, we weren't ready. But yes, this has come as a blessing in disguise. So we have to keep adding to this. Now, as I said, no travel agent would be, nobody would write an email and say, what will you offer me the rate? They will straight away go to a web portal, a booking engine, a chatbot for a talk, get an answer, go on a particular web portal of a consulate or embassy, get the visa process, apply online, load their photograph, copy of their passport, get e-visa approved, take that copy and go straight to the airport. No application of visa if that facility is available. So this technological growth is going to remain there. In fact, it will continuously keep adding. As I said to you, few things have come much earlier than what it was supposed to come in next 2-3 years time period. Okay, so here I conclude. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much for listening to me.